Maverick Early Readers. Unicorn Sleepover by Alison Donald. Illustrated by Erin Brown. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Naz had always loved unicorns. She wished more than anything that she could ride one. Luckily for Naz, she saw a competition on a cereal box. Find a token inside to win a unicorn sleepover. It sounded easy, but Naz had already opened 19 boxes, and she still hadn't won. There was just one box of cereal left to open. Naz felt like she would never win, but she opened the box anyway. She dug down into the cereal.
Please be a token, Naz said.
Well, said her mum.
Yes! I won!
Naz had finally won a unicorn sleepover.
I'm going to ride a real live unicorn,
Naz cried.
And I'm going to eat cereal forever, Naz's mum sighed.
Hartford Farm was on top of a green hill. The sign said, Hartford Farm, where dreams come true. Naz wasn't the only winner. There were other girls there and boys too.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy, your camp counsellor. Let's get started on our sleepover.
The fairy lights in the girls' bedrooms sparkled and glowed. Everyone got changed into unicorn pyjamas. They ate popcorn in their beds and watched a unicorn movie. Naz even had a pillow fight. She was having the best time ever, but she was desperate to meet her unicorn.
Cindy, said Naz, when will we get to meet the unicorns?
Soon, Cindy smiled. Next, it was time for stories around a campfire. The children had fun with their torches. Naz loved toasting marshmallows, but she couldn't stop thinking about unicorns.
Cindy, is it time to meet the unicorns now?
Be patient, Cindy said with a smile. Naz smiled back, but it was just so hard waiting. Then it was time for a late-night feast. There were oohs and ahs from the children. Naz had never seen a giant unicorn chocolate fountain before. But she just couldn't stop thinking about the real unicorns.
Please, can we meet our unicorns now? Naz asked.
Cindy smiled. It's getting late. I promise you will meet them in the morning. Naz sighed. Everyone got into their beds. It had been the best night ever. Naz eventually drifted off to sleep and dreamed of meeting her unicorn. Naz's eyes popped open. The sun was shining.
Hooray! It was morning.
It's time to meet the unicorns, Cindy announced.
Everyone cheered. Naz and the others got dressed and ran over to the stables. Cindy called out a list of names.
Naz, you're with Sprinkles, she said.
But something wasn't right. Sprinkles was brown. She was small and stocky. Her hair was short and coarse. And her horn.
Her horn was attached by a strap.
This isn't a real unicorn, Naz cried.
Her eyes welled up with tears. Naz turned and ran back to the bedroom.
Naz, are you okay?
Cindy asked, peering round the door.
I thought there would be real unicorns,
Naz cried. I'm sorry, Naz. Unicorns are rare and magical. I'm sure we'll meet one someday. But in the meantime, Sprinkles is a very special pony. She likes children, and she needs lots of love. Naz wiped her tears away. She couldn't believe she had opened 20 boxes of cereal for this. Maybe you'll feel better once you spend some time with Sprinkles, said Cindy. Naz wasn't sure about that. Next, everyone gathered to muck out the ponies.
What does muck out mean?
A girl asked.
It means we have to shovel poo, Naz grumbled.
Naz was still unhappy about being paired up with a pony. Naz shoveled the poo and heaped it into piles.
This is so gross,
she moaned. Then she slipped and fell into one of the piles. Could this day get any worse? Then it was time to feed the ponies. Naz forgot to keep her hand flat, and the pony nibbled on her finger.
Ow!
She yelled. This was no fun at all. Grab your brushes, everyone, said Cindy. It's time to brush. Sprinkles closed her eyes and sighed as Naz brushed her. Naz sighed too. Brushing was much better than shoveling and feeding. Sprinkles looked up with her big brown eyes. Naz looked at Sprinkles properly for the first time. Sprinkles looked so kind, so trusting. Naz rubbed her nose, and then Sprinkles did something unexpected. She rested her head on Naz's shoulder. Naz couldn't help but smile.
Looks like you've made a friend, said Cindy.
Naz had to admit that Sprinkles was quite sweet for a pony.
Now for the best part. It's time to go for a ride.
Soon, Naz was sitting on Sprinkles' back. Naz felt the wind in her hair and the warm sun on her face.
Wow, Sprinkles! We're actually riding!
It was the best feeling in the world. For a moment, Naz forgot all about unicorns.
Good girl, Sprinkles!
She patted Sprinkles' neck. Naz's mum was waiting back at the barn.
So, how was the sleepover, sweetheart?
There was so much to say. Naz didn't know where to start.
It wasn't what I expected, but I'm so glad I came.
Sprinkles put her head on Naz's shoulder, and this time Naz gave her a hug.
Great job looking after Sprinkles, said Cindy. Would you like to come back sometime and help take care of her?
Naz grinned.
That would be great! Thank you!
There were no unicorns at Hartford Farm, but it truly was a magical place.
Bye, Sprinkles! See you soon!
Naz waved. The end.